The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
And good evening, everybody. Mando Richard here, and on tonight's Music Room, if all the dials work the way they're supposed to, we're going to be talking with mandolinist Sarah Harris of the Trinity River Bluegrass Band from down in Callahan, Florida. And while I'm trying to get her on the line, let's listen to one of their songs from their most recent CD, Better Than Blue. No, it's not their most recent. It's their second most recent CD, Better Than Blue. This is one written by her dad, Mike Harris. And it is called Barefoot Breakdown. And if all goes well, she'll be with us at the end of it to tell us what's significant about this song. This is the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1. Newark. And that was the Trinity River Band with an original by the father of the band, if you will, Barefoot Breakdown. Mike Harris was the author of that. And joining us on the phone right now is his daughter, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful, Richard. How about you?
Oh, it's just such a ray of sunshine to hear this voice from Florida in my ears.
Oh, my goodness. You flatterer.
Well, absolutely. That's my job.
Would you like to know that it's raining here in Florida right now? So,
yeah, but it's like you're probably chilly, and this probably means it's in the 60s.
Yeah, that's chilly for us.
Do you know, we'd kill for a day in the 60s. When I was coming into work this morning, it was in the single digits.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well, we live about half an hour from the beach, so whenever you're down in Florida, you just let us know.
Well, that's really nice of you. Folks, I just got to tell you that Sarah and I met on the telephone last winter It was a day the weather had just broken. I was having a tough day at work. I went out and sat in the trunk of my station wagon, you know, just dangling my feet on the ground. The phone rang, and there was this ray of sunshine from Florida on the other end. That was you. So, you guys, since we last talked on the air, you have been in and out of the studio. You've been in around the United States. You've been on TV. You are the star of an episode in which a turkey doesn't do so well. I mean, tell us all about what you've been up to, girl.
Oh, all of those things, and I know there's a lot of updating to do since we've talked last on the air. And you said it, we've done a lot of traveling all over the place, and we're going to be going all the way across the country again this year on our tour. And we've just got out of the studio less than 2 weeks ago. We went up and recorded in Virginia, and we've got our new album coming out soon. That's what we've been up to. And, of course, I have to, of course, mention the episode that I got to do with Alex Rutledge and the show Bloodline. That should air sometime this April, March or April. So I killed a turkey last year.
Miss Turkey Butt, one of my favorite Facebook friends. Well,
yeah, you're right. That turkey didn't do so well. It tasted really good wrapped in bacon, I have to say.
All right, turkey and bacon works even for a Yankee like me.
It's good. You ought to try it.
Now, not all the folks who are listening tonight know about your band. I mean, your mom and dad, Mike and Lisa, met singing in church, and you were a little 12-year-old whippersnapper and said, "Hey, Dad, I want to learn the guitar." And it just went downhill from there.
Downhill, yes. And I just look back from where we are now, looking back at how at those small beginnings, it's quite an amazing thing, and we're just so blessed to be able to do this together. And I know I've told you before, it's an amazing thing to get to do what you love the most, which is music, and then get to do it with the ones that you love the most, which is my family. So it's my mom, she plays the bass and sings, so that's my mom, Lisa. My dad, Mike, he's our guitar player and one of our lead singers and an amazing songwriter. And I'm the oldest, so I sing and play mandolin. The next is my brother, he's actually sitting right here with me too. So
hi, Josh.
Hi there.
And so he's our multi-instrumentalist of the group, and he can play banjo, dobro, guitar, bass, the triangle, the cowbell. You get the idea.
Actually, the triangle's a little bit beyond me still.
And then, of course, our little soon-to-be, less than 24 hours, soon-to-be 13-year-old fiddle player, my little sister, Brianna.
Oh, my God. Brianna's going to be a teenager. Oof.
Yes, pray for us.
Please.
Well, I think it's in the tradition in country music that family bands travel around. And I think it's really neat that your mom and dad have been able to get all three of you involved like this. And do you guys fight on the bus?
Oh, no.
Of course not. Actually, well... Yeah, we're a family.
No.
What?
Of course we do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's. I mean, you guys really do a nice job making music. I mean, going back, your first release, I forget the name of it, but it's got these little kids and their mom and dad walking along on the front cover.
Oh, the gospel album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was even probably 2 or 3 years ago now.
It was.
Oh, it's longer ago than that, isn't it?
Time to Move.
Time to Move is only 3 years ago?
Isn't that crazy? Wow. Brianna has grown literally a foot and a half since then.
Well, the next song I got picked out is one that you wrote, and your brother, I think your brother sings the lead on it, doesn't he? Pure Poison?
That's right.
It is correct.
So, Sarah, how did you write a song for a man to sing about a woman who's pure poison?
Oh, my goodness.
Now I want to do this too, Sarah. Come on now.
Okay, it's not autobiographical by any means. You know what?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
My answer is going to be that, you know what? You guys really are simple. We're the complicated ones, okay? It's funny because, you know, I had the chorus idea in my phone, in my notes, because anything that pops into my head, parts of the song or an idea for a song, I just put it in my phone. And I already had a chorus written, and then when we were in the studio, we were already in the studio recording the Better Than Blue album, and I realized Josh didn't have a single song on there. So I finished writing this song, and there it is on the album, Pure Poison. Mm-hmm. But yeah, y'all are simple.
Well, let's hear what Big Sister Sarah thinks of us men, like her dad Mike and her brother Josh, as Josh sings Pure Poison from their Better Than Blue CD here on WVUD. You just heard still yet another mandolin player who's a lot better than I am, Sarah Harris. And her brother Josh there doing the lead singing. Her sister Brianna doing the harmony vocals and some fiddling. And her mom on the bass, Lisa, and dad Mike on the guitar. Mm-hmm. The Trendy River Band. They are one of the best family bands on the circuit today out there in the bluegrass land.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, you guys have been through, have you been to Alaska yet or Hawaii?
Negative. Okay. That'd be cool.
But you've been all throughout the lower 48, haven't you?
Just about it, yes. So there's probably only a handful of states that we actually haven't, I think, you know, been through or played in, and I think that's,
mostly in the Southwest we haven't been. We're going to be going up to the Northeast for the first time this upcoming summer. We're laying at NEPA and Wind Gap this summer before we're going out to Idaho and Montana again.
Cool.
And mostly in the Southwest we haven't been yet.
Cool. And you haven't been to Delaware yet, huh?
You would know. You'd be the first to know.
it's one of the things I think is so important to your family music is gospel music.
That's how it all got started.
That's all you're going to say? You're going to leave me hanging with
you're
going to leave me with dead air here. Live on WVUD. Yeah. The Harris kids, freeze up.
That'd be the first time Sarah's in trouble talking, but
hey. I was going to here we go. That's really how we all got started. Josh tagged
here. Yeah, she didn't give me the cue before, but yeah, okay, now I get it. All right. Yeah, we all got started in singing in church as a family and everything. When we first started playing, we started singing in our home church a couple of songs, the only two songs we really knew that weren't any good. But we sang them a couple of times in church, and then it turned out that, I think we opened up for a band and like a Fifth Sunday Sing or something, and then a guy from another church heard us and wanted us to come to his church, and then that kind of started the whole ball rolling kind of thing. We played for the first whole year we were playing, we played in churches and everything, and then it started getting where we played parties or starting our first bluegrass festivals playing there as well.
And fairs
and all kinds of different places. But yeah, we always incorporate gospel in anywhere we play and in our sets and everything. It's who we are and what we believe, and that's what we're here to do as well.
It's such an important part of the country tradition as well. I mean, it's not. I mean, so much of the really good harmonies and stuff that we hear in traditional country and old time and bluegrass comes straight out of the churches.
Exactly.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
One of the things I want to do, obviously during this interview, we're emphasizing the family band aspect of the Trinity River Band from Callahan, Florida. I'm going to play next something with your runt little sister singing out.
Who's not so runt anymore, I will tell you. She's almost as tall as I am, maybe, you know, just a hair shorter, wears my clothes and everything.
That sounds like war. Sisters taking clothes from each other?
As long as she gives it back, I'm fine.
This was recorded, I found this on YouTube, and I'm only going to play an excerpt of it because it's not the highest quality recording, but you can still hear the power in your sister Brianna's voice, and one of the things that's just so wonderful about it is the harmonies that you and your mother, Lisa, do with her. And this is an excerpt from Near the Cross that you all performed, the Bluegrass on the Plains Festival. That's where in Auburn, Alabama, is that right?
Yes, sir.
On Memorial Day weekend of 2013. Take your hats off, because here comes some gospel music.
Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach that golden strand, just beyond. Till my raptured soul shall
There was Big Sister Sarah sang. Who sang that song? Their baby sister, Brianna, Near the Cross, recorded just a couple of years ago. Brianna turns 13 tomorrow, eh?
Tomorrow, yes. So I know she's listening in right now. They're all, the rest of the family, they're, I think, in the living room, and they've got the internet. They're all tuned in, so she's listening. So happy birthday from your older sister and older brother.
Yeah, exactly.
And from Richard.
Yes, ma'am. So is Brianna getting an electric violin for her birthday?
Oh, goodness.
I think that's pretty cool.
Well, I think...
Oh, we won't go there.
But actually, you guys do explore some other things. I know you did a Christmas CD this past December, and on Better Than Blue, you've got an Irish-American story song, Willie and Mary. I mean, you don't just stick straight to bluegrass, do you?
No, we don't. We do kind of a little bit of everything. Bluegrass is one of our roots, and of course we got started in gospel. But all of our influences come from so many different types of genres. We do country flared stuff. I mean, when it was still country, I may just step on a few toes there. But when it was still, you know, good music, and bluegrass, gospel, country, folk, Irish music.
Just some 80s rock kind of stuff. Yeah,
we've done an Eagles song before.
Yes,
but just a little bit of everything. Just whatever the music that's in all of our hearts. We do. So it happens to be a little bit of everything. We touch on many different genres.
It was really nice of your mom and you kids to let your dad pull out Pure Prairie League's Amy on your 2013 Today Don't Look Like Rain CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dad had to fight for that one a little. But we were all so happy. He got to tell you, I told you so, to all of us, because he was right. We all love that song. So.
It's a fun one to play, for sure.
So we've got just a little bit of time left. Why don't you tell us give us a little preview of the album that you just got done recording a couple of weeks ago.
Alrighty, well, we've got some originals on there, more original music from us. Josh has another instrumental that he wrote on there. Dad and I wrote one of the songs on there, traditional, your hard-driving bluegrass song. And Dad wrote the title cut, which is going to be Heartstrings. And we've adopted it as our family, it's our theme song now, and we do it wherever we go, even in churches. We play Heartstrings, and people just respond to that song so well. And that's going to be our title cut, so it's going to be just really... just says everything about our family in a song. It just says it so perfectly, so beautifully. Yeah. And Dad was just in tears as he was finishing writing that song and just thanking the Lord for the words. And so it's just perfect for our family. And there's another Larry Cordell song on there. And I know this last song you were talking about playing, Larry Cordell wrote this with Lisa Schaefer. And this is our top hit that we had this past year. Better Than Blue, and so we've got another chord song, Mighty Chord, on this album, and Brinkman, and there's just so many great songs and songwriters on this new album of ours. So we're so excited, and I'll let you know when we set the date for it, but we're looking at sometime in May at this point.
Sometime in
Heartstrings.
May. Okay, so Heartstrings, people should look for it online, or if they run across the Trinity River Band at a bluegrass festival up and down the United States of America.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you guys. TrinityRiverBand.com.
Listen to her, folks. Josh, she plugs just like a pro.
I'm telling you, shameless promotion.
I mean, you know, at least you're a banjo player and dobro player, and you're not smart enough to do that kind of plugging, are you?
Okay. Oh. I see how it is. The mandolin player is teaming up on a guy.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, well, you know.
That's how it goes.
Well, I'm getting a little bit older, so I tend to play bass more when I play out rather than mandolin. One of my friends pulled out the dog whistle app on his iPhone today. And because I'm an old person, I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear the whistle until it got down to about 9,000 hertz. You try this. You try this on your dad and on your mom. You know, you'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
Dad probably won't hear it even lower than that because he's in the police force. Force and everything in the Army for a while, so he's kind of lost a lot of that upper range hearing of his. So that'd be fun to try out.
Yeah, well, you know.
We love you, Dad.
Okay. Well, we've got just a little bit of time left. Why don't you tell them a little bit more about the last song we're going to play, Better Than Blue, which is the title track from the CD you put out just about a year ago.
Right, and it was about this time last year. Maybe I was making my first calls. Maybe that's when, is that when we talked? Is that when you said?
Yes, ma'am.
We're around wintertime, so this time last year. Oh, my gosh, how time flies. But we were just releasing this as our single, and of course the title cut. And this went all the way in the top five on the charts for us. So this was our big hit last year, and it was written by Larry Cordell and Lisa Schaefer. So this is, and Marina does all the fiddling on this one. So this is my soon-to-be, well, she was almost 12 back then, so she was 11 turning 12 when she recorded the fiddle on this song. So Better Than Blue is our big hit.
Sarah and Josh, you both have been great sports and just, like I said, a ray of sunshine up here in frozen Delaware.
Oh, thank you, Richard. It's always good talking to you. I'm glad we got to call in and catch up tonight.
Well, thank you so much. Here comes Better Than Blue on WVUD.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/tmr. That's sites, sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.